Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is America's Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
So Michael Goodwin from the New York Post is now writing that Joe Biden will likely be impeached. And he cites all these different payments and things like that. But what makes this different from the Trump impeachment? Well, I think bank statements probably are one of the things that will be very, very different. All right, folks, welcome back to the program. Here we go, hour number three, Monday morning edition. Yes, it's Monday. Yes, we're going back to work, but it's okay because we're here, you're there, and we have a lot to talk about this morning. 949-822-7959. That's 949-822-7959. Kyle Warren with you. You can also head over to my home website, kylewarrenshow.com, if you'd like to send us a direct message for me or Denise this hour. Of course, we'll be talking with Denise Simon, founderscode.com, and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook here in just a moment. But don't forget, of course, you can call the program if you have a question. 949-822-7959. Glad to be broadcasting out this morning to our flagship station of AM 860, The Answer. And, of course, good morning to everybody at GCN. They're the ones that distribute the program out to our AM and FM affiliates out there. So we're glad that, again, glad that you're there. It's Monday, but it's okay because we've got Denise Simon, founderscode.com, with us on the line. Good morning, Denise.
Good morning.
Well, in addition to it being Monday, you know, there's so many other things going on, you know, but certainly, you know, kind of continue a little bit here on what you were talking about. I mean, can you imagine if the situation were reversed and we had the evidence of the rape and the attacks and so forth, you know, on for any other country, but Hamas, it's all kind of getting, I hate to say glossed over, but it's certainly not getting the due that it should to show how evil the things that are going on in Gaza really are.
We don't have anything really less evil than what is happening in our southern border. You know, you now have armed cartels operating on this side, patrolling this side of, you know, on our side of the border. And you've got the, you know, the rape trees, and you've got the MERS. I mean, we just found that there was a head-on collision, and I think eight people died in this collision, and the driver was a, I don't know, a 14 or 15-year-old illegal.
Yeah.
You know, so, and then you got Gavin Newsom decided he's going to go clean up San Francisco from the homeless and this. What he did with all these people, I don't know. I don't know how you remove graffiti and whatnot, because you've got a whole bunch of world leaders that are showing up for, you know, a confab between Biden and President Xi. Well, what's he going to do about all the empty buildings? You know, brown paper on the windows.
Well, it's like the Truman Show or something. Yeah, it's all going to be kind of fake.
Right, and you know, I mentioned we got Answer and we got the Palestinians that are protesting and so forth. Well, let me tell you something about Answer, shall I? It is the national coordinator, well, by the name of Brian Becker. Now, who is Brian Becker? Well, he's a Leninist. And for anybody who wants to go to any of his training, I invite you to his session. It's to be held on November the 28th at 6:30. And it's titled, by the way, Lenin and the Path to Revolution. It's a three-part series. Study of life, the legacy of Lenin, and the formation of Leninism, and the revolutionary past it's generated across the world. Okay, now this is operating right here in the United States, ladies and gentlemen. So if you don't think that we don't have the enemies within, we do. Okay? Mm-hmm. So you got these protests that are going on all across the world, you know, to cease fire, cease fire, cease fire. And, you know, Israel gave up the land of Gaza. Gave it up. Said, here, you Palestinians, it's yours. We removed, I think, 8,000 families. They removed all their businesses. They even dug up their dead from cemeteries and relocated them into, you know, other places within Israel. Okay? So gave it up. And now, and look what's happened since 2005. So, let's talk about shell. Mm-hmm. What would the Americans do if we gave up Philadelphia to the Palestinians? Or we gave up Philadelphia to the drug cartels? Would there be a fight here in the United States? Would we protest against that? Would we stop that?
No kidding. No kidding.
You know, or Los Angeles, or Portland, or Chicago. You know, I mean...
And also, the proximities involved are unbelievable. I mean, you know, we think of things as being very spread out. Everything, everywhere that I kind of need to go is always going to be 30 or 45 minutes away. But there's definitely a real difference, you know, in Israel, where everything is right across the border.
But the interesting thing is we have given up. We gave up Philadelphia. We gave up Philadelphia, parts of Philadelphia, to the drug cartels. We gave up parts of Chicago to the drug cartels. We gave up part and to the illegals. And the same thing with New York. I don't know if you're looking here in the last day or so, but, you know, New York spent all this money. They put up these massive tent cities like they have down at the border. Okay? Mm-hmm. These Mexicans are like, you know what? They were getting off the bus. They took one look at it and said, no, they got back on the bus. They said, there's nothing here for us. We were promised the sun and the moon and the stars, and we're not getting it. So you know what's kind of interesting? Mm-hmm. Is a lot of these migrants now are going, you know, this isn't what we were promised. There's mm-hmm. no jobs here. There's no opportunity. So give us a plane ticket. We'll go home.
Very interesting indeed. Well, hold on, Denise. We're coming up to the break here. And caller, you hold on as well. We'll bring you on as soon as we come back. More with Denise Simon, founderscode.com, and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Kyle Warren with you. We'll be right back right after this short break.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my health today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Welcome back. Monday morning edition, of course, 949-822-7959. That is the number to call if you'd like to be part of the program this morning. And don't forget, you can also head over to my home website, kylewarrenshow.com, if you would like to send a direct message to us here during the broadcast this morning. Well, let's welcome back, of course, our good friend, regular contributor, and analysis extraordinaire, Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning again, Denise.
Good morning.
All right. We have so much more to talk about. We've got a caller who's been patiently holding on there through the break. Would you like to go ahead and take a first call this morning?
Sure.
Okay, here we go. All right, line one, you're on the program with Denise Simon. And what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Good morning. Joe from Sarasota. You played the bit, the thing. Don't you realize our great president is actually eating ice cream and watching the Addams Family? Now, what I called about was these demonstrations, these Palestinian demonstrations, or you could call them anti-Israel, anti-Jew demonstrations, are being done because of one reason. Israel means business. Israel's going to win this war, and then Israel's going to wipe out and kill and destroy Hamas, and if Hezbollah gets involved, they will be next. They fear that Israel is not going to play games this time, and that is why you have all these demonstrations. Thank you.
Very good comment. We appreciate that. Joe in Sarasota. Denise, what do you think?
You know, if Israel, and they're already trying to say, tell Israel how to back off. I mean, Israel's getting pressure from a lot of government leaders, not just ours, but others, Islamist leaders, and as well as Western leaders like Macron of France and whatnot. But look, if Israel doesn't do this, then what's the message to Al-Shabaab? And what's the message to all the Al-Qaeda factions? What's the message to the Taliban? The truth of the matter is that we need, you know, we keep hearing about these proxy terrorist groups. I kind of like tilt my head going, how can these countries have these proxies? You know, Syria has proxies. Russia had the Wagner Group and I guess our proxies are our government contractors, like, you know, Triple Canopy and whatnot. But where are they operating? Oh, glad you asked. They're all hired by large corporations that are forced to operate abroad to keep those facilities safe, and mostly oil companies are doing it.
Right. Well, exactly. But, of course, those proxies, you're talking about Wagner Group, and then, of course, you've got Hamas and so forth. But they're there to try to, I would suppose, try to maintain some kind of deniability or to say, well, we don't know why they did that. You know, we don't want a war with anybody. I mean, it's pretty transparent, but it's pretty ridiculous.
You know, they're talking about Israel has been an occupier, and they talk about these settlements, which is, you know, those two things right there infuriate me about more than anything else. But let's look at the other big picture again, because don't you think that Islam, the Muslim movement, is trying to necessarily occupy too? I mean, what is happening to countries in North Africa, in the Middle East, and I would even argue, you know, in going even further east. So let's talk about those occupations, shall we?
Yeah, but again, it's all that is sort of glossed over, you know, because you don't want to be seen as being Islamophobic or this kind of stuff. But aggression is aggression, no matter what. Tell you what, Denise, we got line one lighting up again here. I think they got a question for you. Line one, you're on the program with Denise Simon. What's your name and where are you calling from this morning?
Good morning, Kyle. Good morning, Denise. You know, the deliberate self-deception of these individuals who are so for free Palestine, they seem to miss the point that prior to 48, Israel given that territory, the Arab countries compelled the Arabs to leave Israel because of the forthcoming attacks that they were going to launch against Israel. Now these same Arabs that were displaced out of Israel are the angry ones who are Palestinians who are seeking a homeland, yet none of those countries that wanted them to leave Israel prior to 1948, are giving them haven in their country.
Yeah.
Egypt, Jordan, isn't it kind of rather hypocritical that these countries seem to direct their anger at their own people, their own fellow Arabs, who are denying those distraught nation or country-seeking people a homeland? It's all religion. It's not a matter of land. It's religion. It's a built-in hatred that's been instilled. And then the Mein Kampf book that was found in that little girl's, that Palestinian girl's terror, that's what the money that Hamas has been receiving has been going to. Educating these young kids, that's why I think it's going to be a real hard time to deprogram the upcoming youth in Palestine to change their views, because it's been instilled in them that Jews are subhuman. Same rhetoric that the Nazis spewed forth. It's the same thing. It's just been elevated.
Exactly.
And yeah, so these people out there protesting, just the facts are. So I know it's going to be hard, because don't confuse me with the facts, because my mind is made up. That's the whole thing, mindset. They're not open to facts. They're not open to real history.
Right.
And they're just led down the path of the destruction. So, I'm all for Netanyahu continuing to just rile that area and destroy Hamas by all means. Thank you so much.
Hey, thanks for the call. Really appreciate it very, very much indeed. Denise, what do you think about what I was talking about?
Well, you know, I've mentioned Sinai a couple of times, and I'm going to do it again. because remember, Egypt necessarily attacked Israel, and there was a war in Sinai. Okay, a big one. All right, well, who won? Thank you, Israel. So Israel could necessarily take over the Sinai Peninsula, but they went, no, here, you can have it back. So, Egypt, you know, if someone's going to give up some land, why don't you just, you know, hand the Sinai over to the Palestinians and let Gaza be the buffer? I mean, you know, the Sinai is flanked by two major waterways, the Gulf of Aqaba, well, and actually the Red Sea and the Suez. And, you know, on the top is the Mediterranean. So, I mean, there's a lot of things that can be legitimate about the Sinai. So what's the problem, ladies and gentlemen? And I cannot believe that we just don't have any of these experts. I never hear them talk about the Sinai.
Well, exactly right. Exactly right. Because, again, you know, because everybody thinks, where can people go? Where can people go? But they're actually... You know, there are many places for these people to go.
The very southern end of the Sinai is Sharm el-Sheikh. Well,
right.
That's a resort. That's a beautiful resort there on the Red Sea. Now, granted, you know, a lot of Sinai is desert and mountains, and it's worthless. But, you know, you've got miles and miles and miles and miles of solid land that borders all these waterways, including, I would argue, the Mediterranean. So what's the problem, ladies and gentlemen? What does Syria give up? What has Jordan given up? What has Saudi Arabia given up? What's Egypt given up? Why does it have to be Israel? And again and again, the West Bank, Golan Heights.
And there are billions at play here, so you could do all kinds of development. Can you imagine the international help that would arrive to do that kind of development and so forth? They would make the desert bloom, basically.
Well, Israel was desert. They made it bloom.
Exactly right. That's exactly it. And unfortunately, and I think it's really, you know, something to be repeated, you know, why haven't the Palestinians or Hamas governing the Palestinians, quote unquote, why couldn't they have made that into a show place? They really could have, but what they want is a place where they can say, look
they
how
want,
oppressed
they
we
want
are.
They want the stuff, but there's money in it. It's a manufactured crisis.
Mm-hmm. Indeed. Indeed. All right, Denise Simon, hold on real quick right there. We're coming up to the bottom of the hour break. Going to pay a couple of bills. Here's a little bit of news, and we're coming right back. 949-822-7959. Stay right there.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA News Update. Newly unsealed documents allege that Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg personally rejected proposals to improve teen mental health on Facebook and Instagram, including disabling Instagram's beauty filters. Critics claim these filters promote unrealistic body image expectations and harm teens' mental health. The lawsuit further alleges that Meta, guided by Zuckerberg, exploited the psychology of adolescent brains and set goals to increase their user time spent on Instagram. Closing arguments are scheduled to start Wednesday in the 14th Amendment disqualification trial against Donald Trump in Colorado after witness testimony concluded earlier this month. Meanwhile, the Minnesota Supreme Court rejected an attempt to block Trump from the state's GOP primary ballot, but indicated the possibility of future challenges if he secures the nomination. Challenges based on the 14th Amendment, which bars officials who engaged in insurrection from holding office, are considered long shots due to the amendment's lack of clear enforcement.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
We are continuing through this Monday edition of the program, and we are here, and we're glad that you're there. 949-822-7959. That's 949-822-7959. And, of course, operators are standing by. And no, you do not need to have your credit card information ready. It's not that kind of answering service there. So, but welcome back. Kyle Warren with you, of course. And head over to KyleWarrenShow.com if you'd like to send us a direct message in addition to calling us on the telephone line this morning. Again, 949-822-7959. And we do have a caller holding on line one right now. But let's bring in Denise Simon back here for this third segment of the hour. Good morning again, Denise.
Good morning.
I'll tell you what, why don't we go ahead and take the caller here. I think it's Marion St. Pete, and I think she has a question or comment for us this morning. Good morning, Marion St. Pete.
Good morning. Yes, it sounds like it's so hard to keep in the fairway these days without getting wrapped up in the weeds, so to speak. I mean, it, just pick an issue, and you can figure out that you're wrapped up in the weeds, not the fairway. And the fair way is to plow forward and hope that we can get out of the whole mess that we're in. I think we're all being manipulated.
Yeah.
I think there's a whole boatload of satellites around the Earth, and maybe over 500 or so, Starlink system being one of them, but better be looking out on who's got control of those satellites, because I don't think conventional warfare is it the main play here. I think a lot of this, these things are controlled by satellites. I heard you talking about the cars in 2026 will have eye recognition.
Very
and
good.
Also breathalyzers, correct, which tells you how far advanced technology is as far as running your life in the first place. So I'm not sure how much of a freedom you really have these days. But I will say that anyone who burns the American flag should be kicked out of the country. To desecrate our flag is just is disgusting, unacceptable for somebody to be here. And if they don't like the country, they need to get out. Thank you.
All right, Marion St. Pete. And, again, you know, Denise, what we're finding this morning, especially with some of the different callers, is just that there's a lot of passion and a lot of strong feelings that are going on out there.
Well, I appreciate the passion, and I think we need some strong feelings here, but I would argue that that's probably 1 or 2% of the population. We don't have enough.
Right. Well,
and,
that's
you know,
the thing.
Mary says if you burn the flag and if you don't like things, then get out. Well, I would say, you know, last week we talked about the no-go zones that are not only here in the United States, but certainly in Europe. A no-go zone means you don't like where you are. So you built your own enclave that you don't want to assimilate. Well, go back to where you can assimilate.
Well, we're right. Well, and there is a difference. You know, for example, if you were on the streets of Tehran and you wanted to burn the Iranian flag, that would probably be one of the last things you ever did, right?
You'll be hung. Yes.
Yeah, exactly. And so there's a difference between the United States, where people have that. And it is a form of First Amendment expression, but it does anger people. And I agree with Mary; it's very disgusting. But one of the things that sets us apart from these different countries are these kinds of rights. But that being said, of course, nobody really sort of goes after the regime in Tehran the way that they go after the United States, and that's where I think there's a huge disconnect as well.
I mean, I just was asking a friend of mine, you know, politicians, lawmakers, and every single member of the military has to take an oath, and included in that oath is all enemies, foreign and domestic. Exactly how does a member of the military take on a domestic enemy, if we can even identify one? How does that work? We've
right.
got posse comitatus.
Right. Well, exactly. Exactly.
You know, and so what are these politicians doing? I mean, I mentioned this Brian Becker cat that's holding this, you know, three-part Lenin seminar on November the 28th. Do you think he's a domestic enemy? You know?
He's teaching Leninism,
Well, not only that, but he's the national coordinator for ANSWER. If you look at some of these protests that are going on, the stopping the war, blah, 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 you're going to see answer signs that these people are holding. So,
I know. It's mind-boggling. Yeah, it is. I tell you what, we got line one lighting up here. Let's head over to line one. Good morning. You're on the program. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, good morning, Kyle. Good morning, ma'am. This is Eric calling.
Hey, Eric. Good morning.
Hey. Good morning, y'all. Hey, real quick, excellent. I've caught the show this morning. Excellent, excellent show. Excellent presentation. I'll get to the point. I'm calling. What prompted me to call was Ms. Denise's comments, and I think you had a previous caller named Joe regarding Joe from Clearwater regarding these protests going on. And I picked that up a couple days ago myself, going, where's all this money coming from? Israel mm-hmm. must be lighting them up downrange and taking care of business, like should be taken care of for these mm-hmm. scumbags. That tells me they are all over it, and they're taking, you know, they're doing it, doing the deed and taking names. Now, with that said, I don't think people realize that my experience, even down there years ago, everything the Israeli Defense Forces do, pretty much everything, barring their special operations to a certain extent, their covert operations, definitely not. It's all filmed. It's all videoed. There's still
yes.
images of everything they're doing. And people can raise a stink about, war crimes.
Yes.
It's all documented, and it's been being documented for decades. And decades. You know, you're going to take us to International Criminal Court? Bam. Here it is. Here's the video. Look at it. You tell us. And they're constantly fighting that. Now, as far as what's going on with the Hamas and Hezbollah and all that sort of stuff, some of the other callers, I guess, alluded to this also. This goes back all the way to Abraham, all the way to the altar of Isaac, Ishmael, Hagar, the whole religious aspect of that, that deals with the laws of divine inheritance, that the firstborn son inherits the land and this, that, and the other. Well, the firstborn son to Abraham and Sarah was Isaac because they were married. Ishmael was through the lineage of
Hagar. Hagar, yeah.
He was not married to. So that's in the Islamic story of that incident, it's Ishmael on the altar. So this goes back all the way through time. It's not going to be taken care of by 21st century knuckleheads. It's not going to happen. All we can do, in my opinion, is cut the money off to the Palestinians. Sorry, that's my two cents.
I don't disagree with you, but I would say, however, the money is coming from two places. It's coming from the whole Palestinian operation that's operating out of the United Nations, and the rest of it is coming from Qatar and Turkey.
Yeah, yes, ma'am, and it's all being funneled through hedge funds. A lot of this stuff's going through hedge funds. I think some of these hedge funds should be looked at for aiding and abetting, so to speak. Soha Arafat lives in Paris, if she's still alive. Arafat's wife, she's a billionaire, okay? What was Arafat's business? Yeah, what was his business? He didn't do nothing but grift off with the PLO and the Russians back in the day.
Well, I mean, Mahmoud Abbas is worth billions, and I mean, all of them are.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
100%. Just thanks for letting me vent. I appreciate
the
time, and y'all have a good morning.
Well,
Simplify.
Yeah, thanks.
And I would say that Mike Johnson, our new Speaker of the House, in order to fund Ukraine, what's he doing? Well, he's saying that the money that we have seized from the Russian oligarchs and their assets will be used to fill the money gap going to Ukraine. So it's not our tax dollars. So we ought to be doing the same thing. Why are we not seizing the bank? And I said this, a couple weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
We ought to be seizing the bank accounts of Bashar al-Assad, Mahmoud Abbas. I mean, the list is long. I mean, look at how much do you think the mullahs in Tehran are worth?
But if we did that, don't you think that there would be such criticism because we're not stopping Israel? Yeah, that's right. Well, exactly. But see, that's the way the whole thing's all been turned around. It's all like just completely backwards. You know? Oh no, they're trying to fight against the Israel war criminals.
Yep.
Again, it's just bizarre in the extreme. All right, well, Denise Simon, founderscode.com. I think this is, again, it's always so very informative. I know people appreciate it so much. And we're going to be back with you tomorrow morning.
It
certainly was. And that's a good thing. And
all right, good morning.
Yeah, take care, Denise. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Yes, sir.
All right, Denise Simon, everybody, founderscode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Head on over, check out her articles as well. You won't be sorry. And we're going to be back right after this. We're going to come right back with Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street. So don't go anywhere. Kyle Warren with you.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Welcome back as we continue to race across your radio dial here in the overnight hours across America, 949-822-7959. That is the number to call if you'd like to call in and opine. And, you know, what was it, about a couple of weeks ago, we had a caller say, hey, they'd like to hear some Motown on some of these bumpers, these program bumpers. And we do have a couple, two or three of them, I think, interspersed in now. And then also, the question is, will we have Christmas music bumpers? Well, we're working on it. We might have a couple in the offing. But after Thanksgiving, though, after Thanksgiving, which I'm sure my compatriot and good friend here, Chris Markowski, might agree with, right? No Christmas music until at least after Thanksgiving, Chris?
Yeah, I'm kind of stick with that. I was asked that question before my radio show this past week. They're like, yeah, well, what do you want to start there, Chris? I'm like, yeah, let's hold off a little bit.
That's right. That's right. Yeah, we have to get the turkey dinner and Thanksgiving done ahead of time. And there's a radio station in my area that starts playing the Christmas music on Thanksgiving, basically, or maybe even a couple of days before that. It's wall to wall until after almost New Year's. So it's pervasive. There's no doubt about that. But of course, folks, we're talking with Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, as we do every morning here on the program at this time. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is the website. And Chris, One of the Biden administration officials is saying that they need four more years to fix these problems because of what Donald Trump did, evidently.
Oh, problems in regards to what?
Oh, just, you know, to make sure that because people have to work two jobs now to make ends meet. He actually called it a brick wall of MAGA extremism. That's what they called it anyway. But don't you think the Biden administration is kind of responsible for a lot of these problems we're seeing right now, especially with inflation?
Well, I don't understand the tie. I'm sorry to hear that. I didn't understand the tie of Donald Trump in regards to the economy.
Oh, well, they're just trying to blame Donald Trump. Exactly. Yeah. Don't worry about what you're seeing. It's all Trump's fault.
Yeah, I don't get that. I mean, that's kind of ridiculous. But I think people have left on a difficult time probably getting their arms around that. the verdict came out. I did a thing on this. The economy expanded and tax revenue grew under the Trump tax cuts. Now, I wasn't fully thrilled with the Trump tax cuts. I would have liked them if they were permanent. And, there were some other things that I, wish they had made the tax code a lot smaller and easier at the time. But, I did give it B-minus grade. And they're doing pretty well in regards to that. And, the inflation has nothing to do with Trump tax cuts. It has to do with spending. And anybody who understands, anything about money and how it works and what's going on, the amount of government spending that has taken place. And again, this is partially to blame. Trump could take some of this in regards to COVID and all of the handouts and giveaways and whatnot that took place during COVID. That was a part of it. But, Joe Biden took that and he took it to the next level and put it on steroids, not just with all the other, COVID handouts and whatnot when he first came in, but also all the government spending and his, chip steal, Inflation Reduction Act, all of this other nonsense, which is just, has made matters worse instead of better. You want to get inflation down, it would be simple. I mean, it really would. You want to see an economy roar. You get a Congress that gets together and all of a sudden says, hey, what we're going to do right now is we're going to balance the budget and we're going to get ourselves on a path to some sort of fiscal sanity. And we're just nowhere even near that. And even with Congress right now, this Friday, they're supposed to have all these spending bills done. They can't. I mean, Mike Johnson's honeymoon is over.
Mm-hmm.
Republicans that wouldn't sign off on some of the spending deals last week because they're upset that they took Amtrak money out of it. And it's one thing after another. And again, it just doesn't bode well for the Republican Party because they're to some degree, they're ungovernable, and that's going to be the line that the Democrats are going to use to keep shooting themselves in the foot.
Well, indeed. Well, and of course, we've got President Xi and Joe Biden will meet this week in San Francisco, and they're trying to spruce up San Francisco as fast as possible, obviously. But, what are some of the things that America could be doing right now? Not necessarily of what Donald Trump would do necessarily, but in terms of trying to navigate this very difficult relationship now with China, where Taiwan is concerned and all the world stability, but we do a lot of business with China. But I understand some of that has been reduced to some degree, correct?
It has, but again, we still do an enormous amount of business. Somebody called it the old Cold War mutual assured destruction. There was like financial assured destruction between our two nations in regards to the amount of business that both of us conduct. And yes, no doubt about it, it's come down. It's also come down with the European Union as well. Taiwan has always been an issue. It really has. And I really suggest people, go and do a little homework and read back to the history of China, especially within the 20th century and the back and forth, back when Mao was there and some of the things that have taken place over the years in regards to Taiwan and the Taiwan Strait. And we see this stuff in the news now, but this is not the first time that this stuff has gotten a little bit, hot. Again, right now, the Chinese economy, they've gotten to that point in time. Again, we talked about this and called this where they're getting into a deflationary period. People are not spending at all over there because their value of their property has dropped.
They don't have a good outlook towards the future. Another outlook, the thing is about this as well, you know, reading stories about how, you know, Chinese have embraced being single, not getting married, not having kids. And why is that? It's because they're, you know, they don't have a good outlook towards what's going to happen down the road. That doesn't bode well for their future. They need us. And this is why, you know, you see a lot of the, you know, the stories on TV and the, you know, the hawkish nature of so many people when it comes to China. Yes, you want to trust but verify. But it would seem to me that, you know, it would be a good opportunity to, you know, to you know, maybe strike some sort of deal and make things better. You know, the world would be a much better place if, you know, we got along and actually did business with one another and it doesn't have to turn any sort of hot war type of situation. It's great to have competitors, okay? It is. I mean, how many football games yesterday ended with last-second field goal, end-of-the-game field goals? It made, makes football exciting. Competition breeds excellence, and we can't fear competition. But, you know, again, if we can get on a path with them where it's not going to be a hot war type of a situation, and that's where it's oriented, you know, towards, I much prefer that than anything else.
Well, sure. You know, and what do you think, then, the Trump model, as it were, of engagement, you know, I think he invite President Xi to Mar-a-Lago, this kind of thing. But the Biden administration, at least the way the Democrats are doing it right now, it's almost as if, you know, these tensions keep rising. And but engagement typically, and not just under Trump, but just as a general principle, that would help to try to keep both sides from kind of going too far.
Yeah, I would hope so. Again, I do the best I can with this, so I think history can be a really good guide. It, you know, and you take a look at the history of China, and you know, you've been around obviously thousands and thousands of years, and they've gone through various different you know, leadership and kingdoms, and you know, but they've been closed off to society, open up to society, back forth. But one thing, you know, they've never been a country that's gone to expand. And throughout their thousands and thousands of years have looked to, you know, invade and take over other countries. Yeah, they've had border disputes, you know, with Russia, with, you know, India, and obviously, you know, the issues they have in regards to Tibet, but they've never been, you know, let's go out there and capture others. Their philosophy has always been kind of like encircling people in regards to trying to assimilate them to their way of doing things. And, you know, again, I don't see a lot of people jumping on board their camp in the way of doing things right now just by watching what's going on.
Right.
This is why I always go get back to that old, you know, shining city on a hill that the United States needs to be. I said the best way that we're going to compete with China is be a better example to the entire world. You know, it's nice to see that, you know, oh, gee whiz, how we're gonna clean up all of the human debris off of San Francisco streets because Xi Jinping is coming there. You know, maybe we should do that on a regular basis.
No kidding.
Chicago and New York, too. We clean those places up.
Indeed. I think that's a great thing to say. and very, very astute. Well, you know what? Chris Markowski, we're heading out to the break, but we're going to talk to you again tomorrow. Thanks for coming on. We'll see you soon. Take care.
You got it. Have a good one.
You too. Chris Markowski, everybody. You can hear him on AM 860 on Saturdays at 5 a.m. and Sundays at 5 p.m. And we're coming right back after your top of the hour news this morning. Stay right there.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.